We're going to start today by recapping a few events from the weekend. It was an eventful one in the U.S. Saturday night, on his 100th day in office, President Donald Trump attended a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He was with a crowd that helped him win the 2016 election.
And I could not possibly be more thrilled than to be more than 100 miles away from Washington Swamp, spending my evening with all of you and with a much, much larger crowd and much better people, right?
President Trump has frequently taken aim at the media, accusing organizations of not covering him fairly, and he was contrasting the Harrisburg rally with the White House Correspondents' Dinner, typically an event where the president and the media trade jokes about each other and themselves. President Trump was the first U.S. leader since President Ronald Reagan not to attend the Correspondents' Dinner.
But the values that underpin this dinner have not changed. In fact, I think they've been reinforced. We are here to celebrate good journalism. We are here to celebrate the press, not the presidency.
Also on Saturday, tens of thousands turned out in Washington, D.C. for what organizers called the People's Climate March. There were demonstrations like this in several other U.S. cities and abroad. The Trump administration has worked to remove government regulations on fossil fuels, regulations put in place by the Obama administration. And marchers believe the Trump administration's policies will negatively impact the environment. President Trump has said he's committed to protecting the environment, but that greener policies must not come at the expense of jobs.